Greetings, everyone. This is Gene Baker with Club 930. This Thanksgiving Day, we're going to have the best in recorded music and artist news and views off the record to you, and today, Jack Bailey, too. Everybody sit back and relax. Those of you that have had your turkey, I know you're sitting back, relaxing. Those of you who are nervously watching Mother to see whether or not the turkey's ready yet, you're just going to bother if you keep running into the kitchen all the time and saying, is it ready? Is there anything I can do? When are we going to eat? Just leave her alone and just let her get everything ready, and then you'll have a much better dinner. So you just sit back for the next hour and a half and listen to Club 930. That'll put you in the right mood for the turkey later on. Well, right now, songs are saying music is king, and here's K-Star with Frank Duvall to prove it. There's Yes, Yes in Your Eyes.
Your lips tell me no, no, but there's Yes, Yes in your eyes. I've been missing your kissing. Just because I wasn't wise, I'll stop my feeling and dreaming, cause I realize your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes.
Your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes. I've been missing your kissing, just because I wasn't right. I'll stop my singing and dreaming, cause I realize your lips tell me no, no, but there's yes, yes in your eyes. Oh,
because they feel Cigarette is Cavalier, a truly distinguished cigarette for your discriminating taste.
Cavalier is king-sized with all the advantages of extra length. It has a delightful, natural flavor, and it's mild, extremely mild.
Note those two words, extremely mild.
Yes, you'll like the extreme mildness of Cavalier's special modern blend. Traditionally fine tobaccos of the original colonial type.
You'll see the smart white pack of Cavaliers in the best restaurants and homes.
You'll say the flavor and aroma are just right. And you can't beat Cavalier for mildness.
Start smoking Cavalier today for cigarettes at their finest.
Have a Cavalier, extremely mild.
Love that drummer boy. He works on holidays, too, every day. Thanksgiving is no different. Now, this next selection, I'd like to take just a minute to say that yesterday we did, it was Woody Herman and Nat Cole's version of this particular number, and a lady called up and said, why every day do you play Nat Cole Woody Herman's version of Mule Train? Well, it so happened that was the first day we'd played it, so I'm afraid the lady was mixed up on her disc jockey. I got a solution for that. Just stay tuned to Club 930, and you won't listen to Woody Herman and Nat Cole or anybody else doing the same number every day. We change them. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Frankie Lane and the Mule Singers and Mule Train.
Get along, you. Nobody's shopping alone. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. And trouble for a miner who left his home to wander. Some windows and fields for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you!
Fellows play 19 different things and all come out right.
I don't have a bop on the
end. That's right, bop.
Yeah, well, they over-arranged or something, I don't know. But this good old solid New Orleans jazz and Dixieland, I really like it. And I did something, I hope it's all right with you.
What's that?
One night I was doing a benefit, and it was the kind that you like and that I like, where there was no newspaper ads about it. We ran out, a whole bunch of us. Yeah. I mean, there were some people like Charles Lawton was there, and he read the Bible. Have you ever heard him do that?
And wonderful.
Wonderful. And we had a bunch of these roots. These real jazzy guys come out there to make a little music.
Yeah.
Which they love it, you know. And
sure.
We were out this place, and we were having a lot of fun in this hospital. There was a man there recording. He recorded a lot of things. And I have, it's a very funny thing, on the back of some of this Dixieland music that we got, there's Charles Lawton reading the Bible and everything. So, and he records everything but me.
Oh, fine.
Him, but I enjoyed the music, and I brought one down if it's okay to play.
Well, fine.
It seems like to me that the sort of the theme song, or the leading song of all Dixieland artists, or, they all like to play, Jazz Me Blues. And in this record, there's Miss Mole on the trombone, and Kripa.
Oh, fine.
Snare drummer.
Yes, the drummer boy.
Yeah, and Jeff Stacy. And I think it's Pee Wee Russell. I'm sure it's Pee Wee Russell plays the clarinet, and two or three other guys. They even used, not in this one, but in some of the places, the boys in the hospital got up that could even blow their nose. They were in the band. So we really had a lot of fun. And this record that I brought along is Jazz Me Blues with some of these guys going to work, and no music. They just took a breath and started, and I get kind of a kick out of it. Was it all right?
Well, let's hear it right now.
You get old Schultz to turn it on.
Professor Schultz, turn the table.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
is fine. That's something you just don't find on platters anymore, you know?
I know, those are hard to get. Gene, mm-hmm. I want to say something here that you didn't know was coming, and I thought I'd better say it.
Okay.
First, I was by your house on the way down to the studio, and I was washing and drying. You can iron.
Oh, good.
You did a grand job on the house. And I got to thinking on the way in that I bet a lot of these people that listen to 9:30 don't know much about you. You're always honking about who's on the show with you and telling all these people. Now, look, you were with Roman Abney for a long time, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, sure, many, many years.
And they're great, great boys.
Wonderful boys.
And they think a lot of you, and so must Elvis also. You running a little bit.
That's how we got it
in there one way. Corey Owen is haunting the halls.
That's
and another thing,
again,
seriously, you've had a lot of experience in music, haven't you?
That's right.
Singer?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you tell the folks, you probably never do it unless somebody sat here and played straight for you.
Well, I don't know.
Why don't you tell some of the experiences you've had singing? Where have you sung?
Oh, I worked with bands like Freddie Rich, Mark Warnow, and out here on the coast, Lud Gluskin. And
didn't you have a good program where you sang something about hymns for the...
Oh, yeah. I had a show on out of Chicago for about, as a matter of fact, 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And called Your Hymn for the Day.
That was great. You see, you folks listening, I just wanted to know what a real intelligent old man you got here.
Old man is right today.
Well, I think that's well. Say, Gene, I fetched along,
good.
I'm going to use a southern term, I fetched along a sort of a trick record.
Good. What is it?
Well, it's got a bunch of spooks we got together in this one. Under the Jump label, and I'll tell you what, it's got three kinds of music in one record, huh?
Well, good. You
that's
can't
good
ask anything better than that.
Fine. Well, it starts off with old Joe Venuti playing and some of the boys, Charlie was there on the piano, Charlie was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I play kind of nice and sweet, and then the, what do you call it, aristocratic music or something. No,
just a little rhythm? Maybe
not very much. And then they kind of get the beat a little bit, and then they end up in Dixie. That's pretty cute.
Well, fine, let's hear that one.
This is I'm Coming Virginia is the name of it. Real old piece with a lot of good boys in it. Huh?
Good. Go ahead, bud.
Thank you.
I'm set a trick record, and you meant it.
That's all right.
Well, that's fine. Look, Jack.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this Dixieland and so forth and so on, and we kind of, I think, gave the impression maybe that, in fact, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that sort of thing anymore.
Yeah.
You know that there's a number in the top 10, and it's a toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of versions of it, but there's one particular version that I'm very fond of because, as a matter of fact, it has some friends of ours right on it.
Was that so?
There's Ben Light on the piano, and there's Jimmy Briggs,
yeah,
and Bill Marcus on the drums.
The oldest, he's a real estate man now.
Yeah, oh, is he?
He's a great drummer.
Oh, he's a fine drummer. Well, he's on the drums. He wasn't selling houses that day, and he started to play drums again.
Good.
Steve DeMarzio on the guitar. And Jimmy Briggs, whom you know very well, plays flute.
I was going to question you about what kind of Dixieland or jazz or anything is that with a flute in it?
Well, now, you have never heard anything.
Well, probably there's a hot cello in it.
No. Well, you've never heard anything until you've heard Jimmy Briggs really play flute on Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. Take a listen to this.
All right, Tootsie. Goodbye. I think I better say goodbye. You get back to some sensible.
Well, now you know that if you don't, we're going to sit here all afternoon, just one after another.
And maybe some of the neighbors will get tired of it.
Yeah, I think maybe we better kind of quiet down. Thanks a lot for coming up, Jack.
Well, thank you for asking me, Gene, and I would like to crown you now.
Well,
king of the disc jockey.
Thank you. That makes it official, and I'm very grateful for that.
A lot of success to you, and good luck.
Thank you a lot, Jack.
Bye,
and we'll be seeing you again.
King of the day.
King of the day, that is right. Go on to your turkey dinner now, and bless you for coming down.
Say hello to Nancy for me.
I will do that. Take your little wife down and go have the turkey dinner. Thank you.